die from the neurotic tendencies of Richard Lewis. It's Shenanigans. This week it's Rich.
What?
Matt.
Good evening.
Ellen with a Y.
What up, crew?
I'm Craig. How are things going?
Well, you said it, Richard Lewis died.
You were a big fan, weren't you?
Absolutely.
He was kind of neurotic and self-deprecating.
I even watched his terrible TV show.
Which
I
liked TV it. Show was that?
I forget the name of it. Just something
it was,
me.
It was a gem, but it didn't last very long.
Yeah, yeah. It was him and Jamie Lee Curtis. Mm-hmm. And that was the only TV show she's ever done that I know of. And it didn't pan out.
No?
No, I think it didn't even finish their first season. And they were just like, yeah, we're done. Everything else he was in was fucking magnificent.
He was great in Men in Tights.
Oh, yeah. Oh, old movie that he was in with John Goodman and a bunch of guys you'd recognize.
King Ralph.
Called The Wrong Guys. Mm-hmm. Hunt that one down and look for it and watch it. That's fucking great. They were Cub Scouts together or something like that. And now they're adults and they get back together again to go out and go camping again. And they
1988.
Run into, yeah. They run into John Goodman, who's a hitman.
Uh-oh, somebody's going. Yep.
Now they got to
that was you.
Make their way out of the woods.
Louis Anderson's in it?
Yeah.
Richard Lewis, Richard Belzer, John Goodman. Wow.
It was star-studded cast.
80s comedy extravaganza.
A juggernaut. And that's not even one of my words.
If you're a comedy fan.
Do you get bonus points for that word?
I feel like I should.
I agree.
It would be reprehensible if I didn't.
Oh! Well, he dropped one on the floor, the gravity of the situation.
So my neighborhood's turning into a den of sin.
Really?
Yeah, so the last few nights I see this. Yes.
All your
I was wondering when it was going to happen. Sick of living around all these snooty people. We need some crazy people. So there's this... I don't know. I'm guessing it's like a Chevy, a Traverse, or an Equinox or something like that with an extremely loud exhaust that pops by my house and then parks in front of my house, like just on the opposite side of the street, but right between my bedroom windows. So you can hear it turn the corner, and then you hear it just kind of park and it stops.
And then it sits there and idles.
No, they turn the car right off. You know, I'm thinking, all right, I thought it was going to idle, but no, they turn the car. On a cold night, they did it. When it was a cold night, it had idled. But the last couple of nights I go through and it's just, you know, not making any noise. And I look out and I'm like, all right, what's going on? You know, so now I'm all prepped and ready just in case people are going to, because there's been a bunch of break-ins on cars and stuff like that around here. So people are walking and going into unopened cars. So really not breaking into cars. They're just stealing of convenience. So I'm like, oh, here we go. I'm, for lack of a better term, locked and loaded with my spatula and my electric knife, you know, just getting ready in case it comes down
you
to it.
You and SpongeBob with the yeah. spatula, right?
My Krabby Patties. So I go through and I'm looking. I'm like, all right, what is it? What is it? And then all of a sudden I see the light, you know, a light from like a Bic lighter go off. And then so they're just lighting a bowl and they're just passing a bowl between each other, the driver and the passenger. So they go through and then they light the bowl and they take a couple of whacks off of it each. Then they sit there and who knows, shoot the shit. And then it happens again. You know, so I'm watching this all transpire. I'm like, they're just getting high, I guess. And it's just off because I'm on the cul-de-sac, you know, so it's off the beaten path. But there's lights right there, so it's not like you can't see it. You know, there's a million other places you can hide, I think, in little alleys where there's not that much light. But, you know, they just parked right there, and I'm like, all right, I guess.
They're just kind of token up, and then they go away?
Then they go away. So they go through, they get high, you know, and then they're gone in about a half hour. But it makes, I mean, but then they start the car up again. And it's like, ah. So then the dog goes nuts because he's just hearing everything. He's like, bah, 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 bah.
Hey, you know what? There are laws on there's noise laws now. They just passed one on in the city of Lockport on muffler sounds and all that stuff. I don't think I've ever seen it enforced. Every day on my way home from work, I see a car go through the red light at Main and Cottage, right in front of the police station. Every fucking day on my way home from work.
You need a dash cam.
Yeah. I've decided I need one, too.
You're going to get a dash cam?
Yeah. We could sell that shit on the internet, make fucking tons of money.
As long as you have a Russian accent when you describe what's going on.
Now, I've seen other people go through and do that, where the woman, like a cop pulled a woman over, and I'm watching the dash cam footage. So you click on one, and then it just repeats one over after another. So the one woman, he says he pulled her over for not wearing a seatbelt. And she's like, I just took my seatbelt off to give you my information and reach stuff. And he's like, no, that's why I pulled you over. And she's like, I have a dash cam right here pointing at me. It'll prove. And he's like, well, then you rolled stop sign. She's like, well, did I, what? Like, I thought it was the camera, you know? So the guy went through, and then all these people are, it was just, you know, one after another, all these people want to argue with cops when they say, I don't have to tell you anything. It's just,
you
it's
know
comical.
What I like? I like the body cam footage when an officer pulls over a sovereign citizen. That, I love it.
That's
it's
where I was.
It's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, that's right. I went down that pipeline.
What I am not driving. I am traveling.
Yes.
What nut job conspiracy theory is behind that? I don't
know. So their premise is that the Articles of Confederation were not legally rescinded when we put the Constitution into effect. So therefore, the Constitution is invalid and we're following the Articles of Confederation, which means that the central government has no power. In a state, only the sheriff of the county can give you a traffic ticket, not his minions, the deputies, only the sheriff.
All right, well, if we're going to go by that, then I'm living under Magna Carta from now on.
Right.
But part of that,
66.
My understanding, too, with some of that is if you can't go through, if you want to go through and be part of that sovereign citizen stuff, then you have to go through and rescind your driver's license, because as soon as you get a driver's license, you are
you're
saying that it's a privilege. Now driving is a privilege.
Uh-huh. That is my corporate right. name, because it's all in capitals.
Yes.
That's what they'll...
But if they go through and do that, so yes.
That's their big argument, too. You know? So how about if you go through a traffic stop legally, get upset that there's a traffic stop, go home.
I already know.
Get a car that has no license plate or registration and go back through.
That's just you're asking for trouble. Like, I think that's crazy. For that to have happened, I don't agree with that, because now you're fishing and you already know what you're doing. So you're going through and you're baiting people. I don't agree with that.
Right. We won't say his name. We all know who it is, though.
Someone did that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to check out The Wrong Guys when I get home then. This looks like a good movie.
It is. It's not as terrible, but it's fucking great.
So two things happened this weekend in the sporting world. I wish Walden was here, because he'd probably have more insight than
any of us.
Whoa,
right?
whoa. I know stuff.
First of all, I want to congratulate Caitlin Clark.
Yes, me too.
The woman from NCAA basketball. She plays for Iowa State. She broke the D1 record for men and women. She beat out Pistol Pete this week with her record number of points in basketball history. She's a senior this year, and she's got a couple more games left, and she's already surpassed him. People are throwing a fit, though, saying that it shouldn't be apples to apples, because they played basketball in different eras. Any possibility to take away from her accomplishment, people have been doing, and it's disturbing, man. She worked hard for that.
Well, I think it's because, you know, the women didn't play as hard a defense, so she's able to go through and get more points.
I hate basketball, but my wife likes basketball, so once in a while we watch basketball, and I can tell you that women's college basketball is more technically proficient than men's college, and way more technically proficient than the NBA. NBA is slot ball.
Oh.
It's all about the show.
Yeah.
If you want to see how basketball is supposed to be played, watch women's March Madness tournament. It's the best of the best. And I don't watch a lot of it, because I'm not a big basketball fan.
Well, you got to watch it. You get a chance to win $1 billion.
Maybe.
If you get your bracket right.
So congratulations to Caitlin Clark. Not that she'll listen, but.
Great job, Caitlin. We're proud of you.
The second thing is Friday night. You all know I'm a NASCAR fan. Friday night they had a truck race. And a black man won the race, and there was a story about it on Yahoo. The first comment on the story was, this is why NASCAR sucks and is losing ratings. What the fuck kind of comment is that?
Is it because they don't like trucks?
I don't think it's about the trucks, man.
They didn't care for his corporate sponsor?
Well, everyone loves Puffs. Isn't that their tagline?
They didn't care for the color of the skin of his car.
That's right. He drove a green truck. Green's bad luck.
So really, they were mad because he was black?
Yeah. And saying that's why NASCAR sucks now. I'm like, what kind of idiot are you?
I know, NASCAR's always sucked.
Right.
I'm just kidding. For all those people that are NASCAR fans.
All those people that are inbred and toothless that watch that shit. Yeah.
Frankly, I'm surprised they let him get in the car. I'm surprised he made it onto the grounds in one piece. He must have been in a tinted window car.
You got Bubba Wallace. He's in the high tier of NASCAR. So he had Wendell Clark.
And he is a man of color?
Yes.
So are there a number of people of color in NASCAR?
With a name like Bubba Wallace, he must be.
Bubba Gump Shrimp? Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. I got confused for a second. Bubba Smith? No, that doesn't work either. All right.
People named Bubba.
That's a nickname I give people when I'm talking to them. I'm like, hey, what's up, Bubba? So that's a, what would you call that when you just a little salutation?
Patronizing.
No.
Well, you don't have to agree. It's just you ask what I would call it, and that's what I would call it.
Well, I'm just going to say okay just to pacify you.
Exactly.
But I will give you adulation later.
Ooh. So, speaking of sports, does anybody know who this Tyler Owens fellow is?
I don't think I do.
He does not believe in space.
Oh, yes. I saw that.
I did hear something about that.
Has he never looked at a keyboard before? There it is. Right on the bottom. Biggest one there.
My daughter had her car accident a couple of weeks ago, and she fractured her left thumb. I said, you know, from a certain perspective, it's probably the best finger to break because you don't use your left thumb at typing at all. She said, what are you talking about? I said, look at the fingers you're supposed to use when you're typing. If you're going through proper training, you never use your left thumb for anything. It's just there. So having it broken, it doesn't affect your typing at all.
I use my left thumb all the time.
Who uses proper thumb when they type?
Save it.
I'm a lefty, though, so...
I did not think that the Tyler Owens you were talking about was actually the football player, Tyler Owens.
I mean, I still type like that.
Did you know that's actually the football player that was saying that?
Yeah.
I did not know that. I thought it was somebody different.
Well, Texas Tech, huh? Time at a keyboard.
Yeah, they good education at Texas Tech.
Yeah, they got a lot of stuff going on over there. Did enrollment just drop?
I'm sure Vinny would have something smart to say about Texas Tech. Friends don't let friends go to Texas Tech, I think he said.
Yeah. Makes sense now.
Sure does.
Shout out to our boy Vinny. Hope he's doing well. Miss you, buddy.
I thought I used to believe in the heliocentric thing where we used to revolve around the sun and stuff. But then I started seeing flat earth stuff, and I was like, this is interesting. They started bringing up valid points, so I don't know. It could be real. Couldn't it be?
This guy has already taken too many hits to the head.
He can throw a football well, right? No, he's a defensive back, so he can tackle the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Make an interception. That's all that matters.
Excellent speed bump. He doesn't believe in speed bumps.
Doesn't believe in space. Doesn't believe in space as in other planets and feels flat earth theories have valid points.
I mean, doesn't believe in space as in, what does that mean, as in other planets? Like there's no other planets?
Right.
Huh. Okay.
Because he's never touched one.
Oh.
He's never
he's
seen
touched
one
Uranus.
With his own eyes. Maybe he's touched Uranus.
Be like saying vaginas aren't real. I mean,
just because you haven't seen one.
Because I've never seen or touched one. I'm pretty sure they're out there. And one day I'm gonna, and it's gonna be awesome.
Oh my God. Steve Carell called. Never mind.
Kelly Clarkson. Is that what he screamed when he was being waxed in that?
Yeah.
Clarkson.
What's he been up to? What happened to that space show that he was doing? Is that
canceled?
It got canceled?
Yeah. I liked it.
I didn't hate it.
They picked it up for a second season.
The second season's there. It's all done. But they canceled it in the second season.
Oh. I didn't like his character in that. Like, I don't know why he was so odd and
he was
peculiar.
Playing a parody of a military guy. And John Malkovich was playing the parody of a gay liberal. I mean, it was hilarious.
I see, but I like Malkovich's character. I don't know. I just, even if it's a parody, I didn't like the direction he chose with it.
And they never figured out what was going on with his wife or his ex-wife, who was in prison somehow close by to Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah.
As his wife.
Yeah.
She was in prison.
She was married to another woman in
prison.
Yep. Yeah, I thought, again, decent show.
I liked it.
But I did like that show that, oh my God, I don't remember her name. But she was a cop in, I think Steve Carell was in the movie too, or series. Never mind. I don't even know what it was. All I know is I thought it was good.
It was good.
It's good.
So one of the guys that I had lined up to maybe come to the show had an accident at work. He's wheelchair bound for the next 8 weeks.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
He broke his leg in two places, and it's very low on his leg. Can't put any weight on. He has to keep it elevated. So he's wheelchair bound. He fell off a 17-foot extension ladder onto concrete. Oh. It's like he didn't hit his goddamn head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been, it's bad, but it could have been so much worse. Because I asked him, I go, dude, can you drive? He goes, nope.
Was he at work?
He was working when it happened.
Oh, man.
So I thought maybe while he was laid up, we could have him over for the show since he can't be working. And that was why he couldn't make it to the show, but he can't go do any stairs.
All right. Well, we can move it up in the garage if you want for a special episode.
You can wheel him into the garage door.
That's all.
I'm not sure how he's going to get into bowling tomorrow.
What happens with his bowling score?
He's got to have a sub for the rest of the season. There's only 5 weeks left, so we're at the end. But they're in first place, and now he's going to have a sub, and he's the best bowler on the team. And we're in third, so now we can see him.
Now you're going to have
There's
a shot.
There's blood in the water. But then Howie comes back this week, so we're fucked.
Howie can't bowl?
Oh, he can. He either bowls really good or really bad. So he bowled this past week, and his high game was a 98.
His high game was
high game was a 98.
Wow.
I did pretty well. I did a 152, a 162, and a 119. 119, I was just, nothing was falling for any of us. None of this, everything was coming about splits and the spares. I couldn't hit the spares. It was just a bad game. But for me, that was awesome because my average is 130. So to have 152 and a 162 made up for that 119.
Muy bueno, muy bueno.
I've been cleaning out my library at home. I'm going to turn it back into a bedroom so that my one daughter doesn't have to share because she's going to be 20. So she doesn't share with her 14-year-old sister. So it's been, I spent 3 days so far in there. I spent an hour on Saturday and an hour on Sunday, and I spent a good chunk of today in there. And I have a lot of research stuff that I have, you know, kind of acquired over the years. And I had 5 Chewy boxes full of paperwork today that I pulled out of there. I now have 1 Chewy box of paperwork and 4 boxes to go into recycling tomorrow because I have so much shit. I just got to get rid of it, man.
Holy
cow. And I have about 3,000 books. I had this idea that when I was younger, if you read the book, you had to keep it forever. No, you don't. You keep some reference books and you keep some of your favorite books. The rest of them just go to the library sale. So I'm packing up books, man. That's tomorrow's goals. Pack up at least 3 boxes of books.
Or you can just get a Nook.
No. I can't read on the Nook. I bought one and I tried to use it, and I find that when I'm reading a book on the Kindle or the Nook, I do more skimming rather than reading. And I don't like that. I want to be able to read what's going on.
Want to read.
Visual jokes over here from Alan with a Y.
I was referencing the fact that the guy reads every other page of a book and calls it red.
That's not how it goes, man. I'm behind.
It was the best of times. Great book. Loved it. It caught me right from the first sentence. And then he goes to Cliff Notes.
I am.
Reads half of that.
Way behind.
How many do you have? Only 47?
25.
Oh, yeah, you are way behind.
Hopefully I'll get it done this week. She comes home Friday for a week. She'll have to help me maybe clean it up a little bit. I found my hockey stick. I found my baseball bat. I found a bunch of stuff that I forgot I had, which tells me I don't need it.
That's right. Get rid of it.
If you don't remember you had it, it's time to go.
But then what's the point of having a big house?
We had lots of kids, and which means that we have 4 daughters, and if all of them have 2 kids, which is the average, then we'll have 8 grandkids.
You met the heck out of that right there, buddy.
Wow. Yeah.
It's impressive.
Yeah. So, I mean,
we're not just a comedy podcast.
No. No. We provide educational services.
We teach math and stuff.
And I found all the rest of the parts to my backup board, the small board, the board that Yoko dropped the wine into.
It wasn't this one?
No. It was the big board. It was the small board.
It should be dry by now.
You would think.
Right. So I found all the stuff, and I had like 4 or 5 boxes of stuff all over the place, and consolidated that all into one thing, got rid of a bunch of stuff. So we're cleaning shit out. Yeah. Attic's going to be the next thing that I go through.
Oh, boy.
That's the way to do it, man. Start cleaning. I love that I've been doing a lot of stuff like that over here.
And just if you're not aware, how much space 3,000 books takes up is incredibly huge.
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 It's huge.
You know what? Now that we're thinking about it, remember how my back's been killing me and last week it was like brutal?
You were doing all that cleaning and work.
I wonder if that's what it was, because I was picking up a lot of stuff and I think that may have been the cause of it.
There you go. That's what you get for doing work.
I think we just fingered it out.
I have a wicker chair in my library that was my great-grandfather's. I've lived in the house for 25 years. The last time I could sit in that chair was about 20 years ago. I sat in it today. So.
And it collapsed immediately.
No, it's a nice, solid chair.
A wicker one?
Yeah.
Are you going to use it for outdoors?
No, I'm afraid to put it outside because it's 100 years old, at least.
Yeah, that's worth something.
Do you guys have stuff at your house that build up, you don't realize it, so you try to clean it up?
Dogs.
Well, yeah. And hasn't been good enough to clean up the dog poop in the backyard yet?
I don't know.
Dude, there's so much dog shit in the backyard.
And you don't even have a dog.
Yeah, that dog poops all the time.
We have been walking more now that the weather's getting better.
It was beautiful today.
And my dogs shit every time I take them on a walk. It pisses me off. You tell them, no potty on a walk, no duty on a walk, and they fucking do it anyway.
Wait, why is that a bad thing? Like, I feel like that should be a good thing.
I don't want to carry bags of dog shit around.
I try to get her to poop before we leave. Like, I'll walk her in the backyard.
Yeah, I try that too.
Not me.
And you know what? She'll still poop, and she'll still poop on the walk besides. Mm-hmm. And always in the same person's front yard, the one person who really can't stand dogs.
The dog knows that.
I know.
That's awesome.
You're back to work this week, right?
I am.
How was it?
You know, it was good. We went through and, you know, kids are good. Everybody's good. I told them we'll ease right into it. But yeah, it was
nice. You're
going to
ease on down the road?
Ease on down. I had the one girl, did I tell you that? I had her working four or five burners making fried bologna. So each burner had like three pieces of bologna in it. And I was like, here you go. Put it on. Boom. Add cheese. Throw it out. Boom. So she was doing all that. Like that poor little thing. She weighs like, I don't know, 87 pounds. So then after the volume period, she got done cooking. She just put her back up against the wall and slid down. She's like, I just need a break. She did like, I don't know, 10 pounds of bologna. I was cracking up. But. Yeah,
that's
so we're
a lot of baloney.
Yeah, we're doing a lot, you know, and tomorrow we're doing some stuff, you know. I mean, we did some Philly cheese, you know, Philly steak and cheese smashed potatoes the other day, and the kids just come in and they're like, oh my God, like they love it. And I like doing it because the kids like to eat, you know. So, and then we're selling to them for a cheap price, you know, so I don't know. Part of that is I do like, but overall, yeah, I don't want my program to be cooking all the time. I want my program to be what it's supposed, what they're hoping to have it be. And that's almost me as a facilitator, sending the kids to cosmetology, sending them to building and trade, sending them to horticulture, you know, and then just kind of letting go places, you know, two or three at a time, and then giving them an opportunity to see different areas. And our job, I think, should be a thank you. After we go and spend time with them, cook some cookies or brownies or pizza and send it to them as a thank you for that. I've been going through some, like, planning on. I made a little area to go through coins and paper money and things like this. So there's something called a birthday note. So if you look at a birthday note on a dollar bill or something like that, it could have, like, the number, like, 07-14-2006. All right? It will have a date that you'd be familiar with that would be somebody's birthday. So then I found one, and the date on it was 02-73-2011. And I was put on there. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so excited. My first birthday note. And it just so happens my sister was born on the 73rd of February. You know? So it's got a smiley face on it. And you got to see the people that are commenting saying, that's not a birthday note. Like, that's not a birthday note. You know? Like, going on and on. And I said, I understand that. I said, it's just kind of a joke. You know? Because it's a page for beginners and levity and nice. But these people on this beginning page are just kind of, some of them are mean. You know? Look it up. If somebody says, do I got anything here? Yeah, 25 cents. Like, stop. It just made me laugh. And then a couple people stuck up like, hey, get that stick out of your butt. It's just making a joke. I know there's no. But I even qualified it saying my sister was born on the 73rd of February and still nothing. But yeah, a couple of people did that and it made me feel. I feel like that's silly. Where's comedy going nowadays?
Numismatics take themselves way too seriously.
Mm-hmm. You ain't lying. Was it a wedding this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, Amish wedding.
Oh
yeah, I'm telling you, I felt.
Get any pictures?
No, I didn't.
did the dick slip out?
I felt silly because I was the only one that knew how to do the electric slide.
Yeah, they do the torchlight slide,
so.
Or the lantern slide.
That's just stupid. Sorry.
That's hilarious. That's awesome.
Great.
Holy cow, 4 minutes ago. Breaking news. 1 North Transit Street, working structure fire at Vandemark Chemical.
Uh-oh.
Evacuate!
We're dead.
Did it get lower town for it come this way?
That almost killed my father-in-law when they had the last big fire there.
Back in the 80s?
It was the 90s.
There was one in the 80s. It was super big. They actually evacuated us. We had pieces of something falling out of the sky at our house from Vandemark fire.
Really?
Yeah. It was very unusual. We had the police coming down the road using their speaker, telling us not to touch anything and to pack stuff up and leave.
Every couple of decades, they have a fire. They usually contain pretty well, though.
They have their own fire department, too. That helps.
No, they don't.
Are you sure?
Yes. They have their staff that's trained to contain what's there.
Okay.
But they do not have their own firefighting facilities.
Harrison used to have their own firefighting facilities.
They had their own fire brigade.
Right.
The last company.
So does Dale. There's a pile of buckets around here somewhere.
That's right.
The last business that had their own fire department locally would have been Bell Aerospace and Kodak Park.
You know, man, not to change subjects, but you got any juice? Should I get a job over at this Bent's Opera House? What's going on there?
I got no juice there.
That place looks pretty fancy. What a beautiful building
that is. It's a gorgeous building.
Is it right on Main Street there?
Yeah, like right on the corner of Main and Center.
Right across from
the shirt factory.
I feel
Avanti's. Yeah.
I feel like I should have seen this. Like, I feel right like I would notice Rudy's. A building
for
like
years
that.
Ago, it was a...
What a
dude, it was
building.
Empty for years
It was
and
a bank.
Years.
It was a bank for years.
Only the front part of it. Most of the building was completely empty.
The first floor had Bank of America.
And I feel like I would be a good bartender in an arena like that.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
In fact, we were at... Someone was at bowling the other day, was talking about they couldn't figure out how to make this drink. They were following the directions on the internet, and they kept bringing drinks out to us, and they were terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you need to have my buddy Al come down here and show you how to do that. He knows how to do bartending.
I think you'd be a better fit at Zambistro.
Oh, yeah, you would.
Right on the corner?
Yeah, it's right over by Hartway's.
It's north.
I think I know what you're talking about. I was there, and that would be okay. But no, I think the Opera House, or what was that other place that has the upstairs bar? That place, was that Zambistro's?
Yeah, Zambistro has an upstairs bar, and then they have the bar room next to the restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd fit in with Zambistro's. What's happening with the carpet place? Or by the tracks. It's still a burned out shell with holes.
There's a court date in March, I believe.
Is there any insurance on the building?
No.
Jesus. Tear it down. You can't save everything.
They should have fucking torn it down the day after the fire.
Correct.
When it's under...
But there are preservationists out there.
No. When it's under the fire chief's control because it's an emergency incident, he should have declared it unsafe and had the town come in with wreckers and tear it down. The city has done that for years. They should have declared it unsafe and torn it down. They should have done the same thing with my dry cleaning business. When
didn't it fall down?
No, the DEC came in and tore it down.
Okay, wasn't there a building over by your place that
next door?
Okay, it was next door.
Because
I remember it falling down. They had fence out there forever.
That wasn't the powder coating company, was it?
No. Under the auspices of emergency services, they can declare it unsafe, have codes come in and condemn it. And then they can bring a crew in and tear it down. And that's what they should have done.
Yep.
But somebody still has to pay that bill.
What's up, Rich?
Nothing up, Rich.
What's up, Chuck? I remember, speaking of Chuck, I remember being in Cub Scouts and learning the Name Game song. My name does not work out well.
Can't be Tucker.
Well, Chucky.
Yeah.
Chucky was our Cub Scout mate. He was in our troop with us. So they're going around, and it was Goose who was doing it after he did One Eye and One Horn Flying Purple People Eater, and I can't remember all the rest of the songs he did. He started the Name Game song, and he goes, "What's your name?" And so I said, "Craig," and he went through it, and he paused a moment like, "Oh, shit," when we get to the F part, and then so he came out with Frag. So it didn't come out quite as, you know. But he did it on the fly. It was pretty quick. And then he goes on to the next guy, and it was Chuck White. Chuck goes, "Chucky." And he goes, "All right, and your name is?" To the next person. Didn't even hesitate.
I gather he's done that before.
Oh, sure. You remember Goose, right?
I do.
Did you ever have the pleasure of knowing Goose?
Yeah, at camp.
Yeah?
He'd come down to camp.
He was the last person to live in the Lockport Y.
Correct.
Pretty awesome. Then they put the spinning machines in where his bedroom was.
I know where he wound up living in the last few years of his life, just coincidentally.
How old was he? 186? 152? Something like that.
If you asked him, chances are there's an actual birth certificate somewhere.
Right.
When my uncle passed, we sold the house, and the guy who bought the house was buying it to move Goose into the house.
Really?
Because the apartment that he was in at that time was going to have it renovated or was not ideal for him. So they were going to move him into this place once we sold it to him. And from what I understand, they did move him in there. And that's where he was living there the last few years of his life. Over on, Waterman, I think.
He was born in Worcester. Okay, according to the Union Sun website, Robert Goose Gray passed away on Wednesday, February 14th, 2018 at Newfane Rehab and Healthcare. Born in Worcester, Mass., he was the son of the late Fletcher and Ethel Dickey Gray. He worked at the Lockport YMCA and Camp Keening as an outreach counselor at various schools. He was over 150 years old and enjoyed singing songs, swapping stories, and telling lies.
He was born in Worcester?
Yes. I made that mistake in front of a guy from Massachusetts once. Oh, did I get...
I do it purposely just to get him going.
Yep.
Yeah. My whole family's from Worcester.
They make a great sauce.
Yeah.
Really piss them off.
I put Worcester sauce right into my hamburger. Make it taste a little bit more meatier.
Media?
Media. So I just went up to get some hot water and wash my hands, and I couldn't help noticing myself in the mirror, and I have not gotten any comments from you guys right now.
The fact that you have no facial hair or head hair, how about your back hair?
Oh, that's gone.
Really?
Everything's gone.
You waxed it?
Everything's gone.
You had full body wax?
Not so much.
Still have eyebrows.
Still have eyebrows, but I got rid of it. I was actually going out Saturday night, and I just got done cleaning my trimmers. So he took the safe, what do you call it, the little guard on there that has different numbers on it and stuff. So it's a small trimmer.
You hit that and you hit the wrong spot.
I took it off. And then when I went to, I had like the reverse Hitler going because I just kind of shaved right down and it just got rid of everything. So it had all my goatee all the way down except that one part in the middle. And now I'm cracking. I'm laughing at myself because it's so stupid looking. You know, I'm in the mirror. I'm like, come on, how can I salvage this? So I'm like, what am I going to do? Should I just get rid of this and then just get the beard going and everything? So I just said, all right, I trimmed a little bit, and I'm like, this is just stupid. So I trimmed it all down, and I was going to just, and I haven't shaved that area, I don't know how many years. I've always
had a goatee. You should go full Grizzly Adams.
It's weird, isn't it?
So then I shaved it, and it was so sensitive to shave my mustache and shave my chin. I've cut it down before where it was like almost nothing there, but again, not a full-on shave. So now I'm shaving it, and it's like it's like razor burn because it's like, you know, I haven't used it in so long. I'm like, oh, my God, it hurts so bad. But I did that Saturday, and I think last night I did it again. No, was it this morning? No, it was last night. I took a shower last night, went to work, and I just hit it one more time to go through and do it. I'm like, I don't know. I guess I'll just be no goatee for a while.
Go full Grizzly Adams beard.
Are you crazy? I tried to do that for a little while. It's just too itchy.
Yeah?
I don't like it. But more Lou Albano than Grizzly Adams.
I think you should go with the Clark Gable mustache.
Oh, that would be sweet.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Can you do it?
No.
No?
I don't think I could. Plus, you know what? I mean, I am really all gray, too, with my goatee. So
eventually, Clark Gable was all gray, too.
Yeah. No one gave a damn.
That's true. Did either of you call your cousin
Frankly,
and wish...
you're correct.
Did either of you call your cousin and wish her a happy birthday today?
I did wish her a happy birthday on Facebook.
Okay.
What?
Molly's birthday is today.
Oh. Happy birthday, Molly. I don't have her on my calendar.
She does. When we talk about it, she's like, oh, we talk about the podcast. She's like, Alan does a podcast with three of my cousins. I said, you're always welcome to come and join. She's like, no.
Right. She's listened then.
I don't think she has to, just knowing the three.
Okay.
Right.
I think she's making a pretty solid decision based on knowing, what do you call it, personal relationships.
So she's at least heard the podcast to adamantly never go on the podcast.
Yes. There you go. Dude, I can't keep you up here anymore. You're making it too hairy up here.
Come on, man.
All right. Give me some of these articles or speed round them.
Speed round? You can't speed round. These are too high quality.
All right, let's go then.
They are some quality headlines.
I didn't listen to last week's podcast at all. Matt said it was good.
There's a couple of weekends. I enjoyed it. What aggravates me about my schedule is that the weeks that I'm not here and I listen to that episode, I find myself wanting to
interject.
Yes. I'm like, if I was there, I could say this. And it just pisses me off.
I do that when I'm editing. I go, oh, fuck, there's an opportunity for me to say this.
See,
I missed it.
When I listen to it, I'm always, because a lot of times I don't remember what I'm saying, but then I repeat like what I think I would say, and then I say it. So it's like, I would say this, and then it says it. So does that make me like predictable? And what's the word I'm looking for?
What is that light over there that keeps flashing?
Yeah, I keep seeing it. I think I'm having
That's just a motion light. So when the power goes off, if I have to come down here, it pops on and I can go right to the breaker.
Brilliant.
That's more than just a hat rack, my friend.
Fucking genius.
Battery's going to be dead by the time that happens.
I like to change them regularly, like the smoke alarm. Every 3 or 4 years.
Like when you said last week that you were getting a Subaru SUV, my comment would have been, I hope you are the one driver that changes my opinion of Subaru drivers. And not the lesbian softball coach, just complete fucking assholes on the road.
Like Dodge Ram drivers.
Not even. The Subarus are worse.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, here's the thing for you. Does anyone know over-the-road truck drivers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so they always say that you got to give us room because don't cut us off because it takes a lot longer for us
100
to slow
yards
down.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Right. Then why do they
ride
the
ones
fucking
that fucking
ass?
Cut us off or ride our asses?
Yeah.
Different trucker.
Okay.
As a whole, I think they would say don't cut them off. Up your hole, as I think.
I just
read a thing where
they're
people
fucking horrible.
Where truck drivers are trying to unite again to, and they're like trying to get people to convince their kids to start like doing the arm thing to get them.
Oh, I love
their
the arm
again.
Thing.
He's like, because that was one of their favorite things about being truckers, and they don't do that anymore. Like when they drive by or something like that, kids are just going by the window and they're just on the phones and doing stuff, and they're not going by and doing this, like hanging out the window. And the truckers used to love doing that.
When my kids were small, we waited out at the bus stop. There were some other kids who come up with their grandmother and stand in the corner because the bus stop's right in the corner where I live. And I see the Lockport fire truck coming down, the ladder truck coming down the road. And I go, hey, kids, watch this. And I did the arm yank, and they whooped the siren and as they went by. So then Leo, that's the little kid's name, every time he saw a truck, he'd yank his arm like... I'm like, this is cool. Day three, I'm like, oh, my God, fucking stop.
Yeah. What's that one exit where you're heading towards Pennsylvania and they've got, like, the crosswalk going over the highway?
State line?
Is it Pembroke?
Yeah, Pembroke. You're right.
Is that it? So
it's not Pembroke. It's the next one down.
So, yeah, but there's something like that where you go through and you can walk. There's a... What's that, Danish, where you get the
Clifton
Cinnabon?
Clifton Springs.
Cinnabon is over there and all these different things. But you can go through, and then when I take my friend's kids, we'll stop over there, and we go right in there, and then the kids will do that, and the truckers will go by, and a good portion of them will go through, and they're happy to see that because they're going under it. And a lot of times they wait until they get right under so you can hear the vibration.
You're thinking of the Angola truck stop.
Yep.
Is that it? Angola. Yep. Okay.
Because both sides come to the... It's the actual service center is in the middle.
Yes.
And both sides have a crosswalk. Yeah, they're redoing that now.
Are they?
They're tearing it all up now.
Okay.
That's the one after Pembroke.
Or is Pembroke
the
other way?
Toward me.
Yeah, Pembroke's the other way.
No, Angola's...
Further out?
The other side of the reservation.
Well, there's one out going towards Batavia, too.
Not that I recall. Not like the one in Angola.
But you're right, it is Angola. So we'll promise to give you enough room to stop if you keep honking when we do our arm thing.
Right.
Matt, if anybody's heard of this, you've heard of this.
What's that?
There's a medical condition called female orgasmic disorder.
Yeah, I have it.
You have it?
I take a pill twice a week for it.
to have more symptoms or fewer?
It's actually a penis suppository. First 12 or 13 times it burns a little bit, but after that you get used to it.
Is that all in the same day?
Yeah. Everything about that sentence made me cringe.
Yes. All in the same day.
I'm still wincing.
Same 45 minutes.
So what apparently, 4 U.S. states are on track to consider adding female orgasmic disorder as a specific qualifying condition for medical marijuana, with supporters pointing to a growing body of research showing that cannabis can significantly improve orgasmic frequency. Yep.
Man, I'm gonna pop out to that car then that's in front of my house 3 times a week. Right. Hey. I need some. I'm suffering from an orgasmic disorder.
It's also good for people with anorexia because they get the munchies and they have to eat. It sort of works the same way. Ohio, Illinois, doesn't even say which four states. It only lists the two. This article sucks. Anyway, I thought it was...
Who found this article?
I did. I just thought it was cool that there's a female orgasmic disorder, and I'd like to subscribe to the newsletter for whoever's treating that.
Where is it? New Mexico, Ohio, Connecticut, and Illinois.
Oh, there he goes.
Good.
Good things, Alex.
So those guys.
Yeah. The usual. The usual suspects.
Right.
Cannabis can potentially close the orgasm in equality gap.
Sure.
I would just like to say that marijuana may not be will not be required this evening. Maybe putting in a little OT.
That actually does sound like a pretty frustrating condition to have, but weed's legal in New York now, so we can treat it. Have you considered fucking?
I have.
Right. Use a come hither motion.
I also suffer from a sexual disorder.
Not getting any?
Lackanookie?
I sneeze violently after orgasm. However, nobody can verify that. Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody.
That's what all the tissues are for.
That's a quality joke. I feel like working that into one of my routines. Is that would that joke land?
I think so.
Does it make you think about it for a second?
The joke I was expecting, which is one where every time I sneeze, I have an orgasm. Mm-hmm. What do you take for that? Pepper.
Yeah. Pepper. That's funny. Oh, goodness. Hey, I might have to do a little, I'm going to be goofing around and not so much doing a set, but going to a cigar party that's going to be happening in a dinner and all this stuff with a bunch of the Sopranos, like Big Pussy's going to be there and another guy. I think his cousin Sal or something like that. He used to hang out with Sal Valentinetti. But they're doing this Soprano cigar night with all these guys over at, can I say names or no?
Yeah.
But it's Molinaro's is bringing everybody in, but they're bringing them to, I think, a place called Frankie Primo's. And I think they're doing the one in Tonawanda. So you guys are invited to that if you want to come. I want to say it's in April at some point in time. But, so they're doing like a bunch of booze tasting and they give you cigars and then like an amazing dinner and all that stuff. And you get to meet all these Soprano guys. So,
nice.
If you guys want, I'm going to go to that thing. Check it out. I don't know if you guys want to go and get more details for you.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It does. I watched the Sopranos.
There you go. You can, Craig, you can come and have a cigar.
I will.
Hang out with the boys.
I probably still won't.
Yeah, we'll just take the cigars anyway and give them away.
Okay.
Now they're included. You'll be hanging out with Big Pussy.
Who's that?
He's one of the Soprano guys.
I've never seen the show.
Oh. He's the guy that got murdered.
I did watch the documentary on...
Sinatra in...
No, We Are the World.
Oh.
On Netflix.
Really? Why?
Fan-fucking-tastic.
What made it fantastic?
Just Lionel Richie.
What made you think of that instead of Sopranos?
Because Walden told me about it. And then the Sopranos, I know that Little Steven from Bruce Springsteen's band is in the Sopranos. So it made me think of Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen was also one of the guys on the We Are the World documentary.
Yeah.
So that's how it all came together.
What award show did they pull all those people from?
The American Music Awards. Yeah.
I watched the Frank Sinatra in Palm Springs documentary this weekend. I think it's on, I don't know if it's on Prime or if it's on Freevee or something like that.
Oh, really?
But one of those. It was kind of interesting. And they showed up a lot of different cool stuff in there. Frank was a pretty cool dude.
He was.
So very well respected over there in that arena in Palm Springs. And they said that was the only place, because there were so many gangsters that it were actually went to Palm Springs, that there were no rackets in Palm Springs because that was everybody's vacation spot. So they all made an accord that none of them would go in and start shaking down businesses and stuff like that, because this is where we get away from all of that stuff, you know. So Palm Springs was a safe haven from
neutral
any kind
zone.
Of a neutral zone. So no crime or anything like that.
Like the Continental.
Oh, yes, exactly. Sorry, Rich. We got off tangent, off topic.
You don't have to apologize to me. This whole thing is tangent.
Are you done vaping? Do you not vape anymore?
I quit last summer.
Because I haven't seen you vape in a very long time, and I'm just like, maybe I'm just missing
it. Are you smoking anything at all then?
Nope. Well, THC.
Is that another name for what?
Nothing.
It's weed.
Okay.
No, I'm not using nicotine at all.
Are you trying to convince your wife to do the same, or are you just going to let her beer?
I have been.
Yeah, it's not working, is it?
No, it never has.
Does it cut down or no? Does any just cutting down or just doing what she does?
Well, she is trying to vape, but it doesn't take for her. It makes her cough. So
yeah,
she'd rather go outside and have a cigarette.
And I feel like she would just smoke less just because you're not smoking and the social aspect of it's gone.
It doesn't matter. My mother smokes less than she ever did, but she still smokes.
See, I just figured, yeah, like back years ago, if I would have a cigarette, it's because people were having a cigarette and it was...
Right.
And then people would sit there and they would see me never smoke again. I'm like, how do you do that? I'm like, I don't know. I'm going out for one just to continue my conversation with you, I guess. I don't care if I have a cigarette or not.
I've quit two or three times in the past and I've always thought... I'm gonna come back to this at some point. I know I am, and I don't feel that this time. I really think I'm done.
Good for you.
Because it was.
How do your lungs feel with it? Do you actually feel like you have more energy? And
I felt more of a drastic change when I switched from smoking to vaping than when I quit vaping. It was almost no change whatsoever in that regard.
Okay.
Whereas when I went from smoking to vaping, it was an immediate improvement.
Okay.
My cough went away. I had a smoker's cough. I'd cough 10 times a day.
Did you do like steps with it? Like you vape and smoke while you were first starting out?
I switched and I never looked back. I think I finished the cigarette pack I had and I never bought another one.
Man.
And I took right to vaping and I went right to the max level that I could get my hands on.
Mm-hmm.
And I just smoked like crazy. I vaped like crazy. I thought this is better than smoking, so... I did it all over the house and everywhere I went until they made it illegal indoors for no good reason at all. It's fucking bullshit. It took maybe 4 years. I was really enjoying vaping, but I finally decided it was time to cut back. And then I finally got to where I was vaping zero nicotine juice. And after about 3 months of that, I told Tammy, I'm almost out of juice. I got to go buy more Binky juice. you know what? This is fucking bullshit. Why am I doing this? So I did buy some more, but I didn't finish it. And I wound up tossing that bottle because at that point it just felt stupid. So yeah. I stuck it in a drawer and I thought if I want it, I know where to get it.
I count that as a huge success story.
Sure. Yeah,
good absolutely. For you, buddy.
And I shut up about it because nobody wants to listen to former smokers. That's all there is to it. And I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I see people smoking and I just... That's none of my business.
Mm-hmm.
I've known plenty of former smokers who I couldn't stand being around, so I don't want to be that guy. So I haven't really said anything.
Well, my mother's heartfelt tried to quit several times. She's tried all the medications and different things, and she's not a pleasant person to begin with. So her not smoking, she ended up stabbing my stepfather. We just let her smoke.
Did she ever try vaping?
Nope.
No? Yeah. She doesn't strike me as the type that would try something like that.
No.
But, you know, and the thing is, vaping, when it first came out, the FDA got involved and said, we're going to treat this as a smoking cessation tool.
Right.
And regulate you as such. And they said, no, we're not a smoking cessation tool. We're a completely different thing from that. And so now you can't claim it for a medical purpose as a smoking cessation tool because they avoided paying more in that litigation, but they fucked it up for everybody by doing it that way. So you can't get like that equipment as like, you know, you can get patches and you can get gum and lozenges and all that bullshit, but you can't get the best way to consume massive amounts of nicotine without smoking. Defeats the purpose.
You hear that?
Oh, yeah. We can all hear Craig peeing very clearly. I hope it's getting picked up by the microphone.
Holy cow. I hope he wipes the floor.
See how he likes editing this week's episode.
He's the worst. He sucks.
He's going to get all pissy.
Yeah. My name's Craig. I can just pick up and go pee whenever I want. Not going to lie, that's a pretty nice stream.
I had to say something to my Boy Scouts a few times because they'd show up for a meeting. We're only there for an hour and a half, and they'd spend 20 minutes grab-assing in the bathroom. I'd be like, you guys are young, and you have fresh bladders that are only a few years old. You
they're not all stretched
empty them
out
at home before you come here, and I guarantee you won't have to pee when you're at Scouts anymore. And that didn't work for the first couple of weeks. I just kept at it, and finally they'll
stop. Well, because that's it. Once you notice, once they know that you know that they're not in there just going potty, they're hanging out and goofing around.
Then you got guys like this asshole.
Hey, where'd you go?
I went to the potty.
Oh, okay.
We heard.
You can hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Have fun editing that.
Uh-huh.
Through the headphones?
Yeah, I heard through the headphones.
Wow.
I wasn't wearing mine.
So the mic's probably picked it up.
Nice. Good strong stream.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're jealous.
It's from having that oh-so-healthy prostate.
It is very healthy. I have a website for us this week.
You have a website?
I do.
What?
I know.
Are
I'm going to
send. Are we done?
No, but
check your own prostate.com.
I tried that and fell over.
Have Wendy check your prostate.com.
I didn't know she did that. What's she doing tomorrow night?
What's her copay?
Oh, she's a volunteer.
Oh, she's out of network.
That's okay. I'll go out of pocket.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, what else you got here? Holy fuck, Red Rocks. That is my dream concert destination.
Where is
mine
that
too?
Place?
Colorado.
Can I go with you? Because I want to go through it too.
Yep. Who do you want to? I want to see Tedeschi Trucks there.
Then I will go with you to that.
Or.
Of course he does.
String Cheese Incident.
I don't know what that means.
Pardon me?
That's a band.
Then no, I do not want to see them.
You'd probably enjoy them.
Oh, you probably would.
I did. Wasn't Humphrey McGree's there?
They have been.
Because I actually put that on when the kids come in. I always have some kind of different concert going on, and I put that on, and I don't think they liked it.
No?
No, they didn't.
It's
like
a tough.
Humphrey McGee. And I'm not sure I like that version of either, because I remember when I was at the concert with you, I had such a great time, but.
Whoa.
I might have been enhanced.
You have? Were?
When we were out to the concert.
We were drinking beers, man.
We were drinking lots of beers. Shocking the amounts of beer, actually, especially for the price of them.
Shocking amounts.
Yeah.
There's a Ska Fest coming up. Did you see that?
Oh.
Coming up locally.
You talking about the one in Rochester?
Buffalo Ska Fest at Cobblestone District.
I like this.
Yeah.
Oh. Is the whole thing like this?
Oh, yeah.
See, now, if this was The Dead, I would be crushing on this. The Dead is good, but I would. This got a little more stank on it, a little more funk. I like this. Put the name of that in our group chat so I can check it out more. I like that. I didn't hate that. So put that in our group chat so I can search it. That'll be fun. Are there lyrics for stuff like that in there too?
Oh, yeah.
Any swear words just so I can put it on with the kids?
I don't think so. I haven't heard any.
All right. Yeah, I like that. That'll be a fun, funky sound.
I don't know any of these ska bands.
No?
No, they must be local.
Well, that's how you find new music. How much are tickets?
40 for general admission or 85 for VIP.
Go, you got to go. Sounds like a good time.
July 13th. There's less than 50 VIP passes left.
That's what they always say. That's a marketing technique.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go in there and there's just everybody's in VIP. You're better off being in general population because there's 7 people out there.
Right.
Who did I see is going to play at? Oh, Brothers Osborne's playing at the Harbor.
Oh.
I'd go see them.
Yeah, I'll do a show. I got to do a show with you guys again this year. That was fun.
That was a lot of fun. You saw a totally different side of me that night. When we went to see
you were a party animal.
Dark Star Orchestra.
Yeah, that was a good. I was talking about that the other day. I couldn't remember the name. I was like Death Star Orchestra, but I was close.
Pretty close. I had a lot of fun that night.
That was a good night.
You got to hang out with Sweet Jane.
Yeah.
And some of my other friends. And then you ran into people you knew.
Yeah. And then we hung out with that guy with the broken leg.
How about the guy that kept giving us beers? I'm like, dude, I don't think I want to drink this.
Do I not remember that?
It was towards the end. He goes, I can't drink this. Take this beer.
That was the guy with the broken leg.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't drink that beer.
Yeah. I totally drank it.
At a dead show, you don't drink other people's drinks.
No.
No. That's how you get dosed.
I drank that beer. That explains why my van was floating home.
I mean, unless you want to be dosed.
You don't like free drugs?
I don't like any drugs.
Nerd.
Don't take the brown ones, man.
Welcome back, man.
We were pretty buzzed by the time we got in there. How many shots of those things do we have?
I know. We brought in those little shot things. Yeah, that was nice. We had probably 4 or 5 of those.
At the van, and then had some on the way in, too, before we got to the admission gate.
Well, yeah.
It's a good concert.
Then we had beers in there. Yeah.
It was a 3 hour show, and they only played three songs.
That's right. Well, there was a thing on Facebook that showed Bob Weir. How come we don't have a halftime show? The three songs would take 90 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
The three songs that the Dead and Company play is longer than the football game.
Yeah, you ain't lying. Uh-oh, we lost him. He's reviewing ska bands.
Yep.
He's gone.
So anyway, volunteers scraped 50 pounds of gum off the seats at Red Rocks Amphitheater.
How big an amphitheater is it?
It's not very big.
It's not. It's so cool looking, though.
Yeah, this picture's awesome. I mean, it looks pretty big.
Didn't you see, what's that comedian's name with the red hair?
Carrot Top.
No, he shaves his head now.
Bill Burr.
Bill Burr did his last stand-up thing was at Red Rocks.
Was it?
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
Yeah. The capacity is 9,500, so it's fairly small.
Small venue.
Yeah.
For an amphitheater, I mean...
Bigger than the Keenan Center.
Bigger than a theater.
Right. But outdoor venue. What is Darien Lake?
A shithole.
That is that. Darien Lake is 22,000.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So do you see the 16th of September, Willie Nelson with his kids, John Mellencamp, Bob Dylan, and Billy Strings.
Those guys are Willie Nelson's kids? I had no idea.
Fucking idiot.
When is that? That's going to be at Darien Lake?
I didn't say it.
Is that going to be at Darien
Lake? Yeah.
I wish that might be a great show.
I'm thinking that I'm going to go to Pittsburgh for their show instead. We'll camp out or something.
Different population too, I think.
And a lot nicer amphitheater. Because Darien Lake really is a shithole.
Yeah.
They've done nothing with that amphitheater in years.
No. Here's the thing.
Except collect money.
Exactly. Well,
they lease it to a separate organization that runs it. Was Six Flags owns Darien Lake. Some other dickhead company runs the amphitheater.
Right. Janet Snyder's dad used to own Darien Lake. He started it.
He built it, yeah.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Janet Snyder and Nicholas Pikulis?
Yes. What is his real name?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
He goes by Nicholas Pikulis, like everywhere.
Maybe that's his name. Maybe he changed it.
I bet you it's Nicholas Pickles.
Could be.
It might be.
But then he'd be Pikulis. I don't know if you. That's not an upgrade.
Yeah, it's a downgrade.
Pikulis Wonder.
He's a Canuck that migrated.
He is. He was on a kid's show in Canada. Mm-hmm. Weird kid show, but he was on there.
Well, he's fucking weird, too.
He is.
Schneider's company actually bought Six Flags when it first became Six Flags. The sale was whatever parent company that was bought Six Flags, not Six Flags buying Darien Lake.
Oh, okay. What about that other little park that's over there on Grand Island? Is anything going on with that at Fantasy Island?
It's under new ownership.
Has it been open yet for anything?
No.
Last I heard, they had been selling off the
Niagara Amusement Park and Splash World.
That's what it's
2024
called?
Season pass now available.
Oh, so he's going to try and do something there. I think they should actually do Splash World like that and maybe make it a little extra and do like the whole African lion safari thing too. You can be like up close and personal with lions. The Splash thing.
When Fantasy Island was first closing, Jim Carrey tweeted about it because as a kid, they used to vacation there. He used to go there on vacation because he's just from across the border. Like, so he knows Irv Weinstein because he grew up in that era, and he went to Fantasy Island because they went there when they were kids and stuff. So I thought it was pretty cool.
Nice. Yeah. American treasure.
He's Canadian, though.
Canadian-American treasure.
I find him odd.
Yeah, so in 2021, only the Splash Park was open. The rides were reopened in 2022 at Fantasy Island.
But Martin was selling off rights.
They tried, and they were halted. They were told to stop.
Right.
Why?
I don't know. There was a lawsuit involved.
Because they probably settled on stuff and thought they'd get extra money by selling rides after they did stuff.
I couldn't remember how Paul Snyder got his money. He was the founder of Freezer Queen in Buffalo. And he owned the Buffalo Braves.
Is it Paul?
Yeah.
I thought it was Dan.
Paul Snyder.
Yeah.
He had Dan Snyder owned the Washington Commanders.
Well, that's how come she has a job. He owned the radio station.
Yeah, 1964, he bought the area for Six Flags Darien Lake. Funtime Parks. He sold a 50% stake in the park to Funtime Incorporated.
That's who bought Six Flags. Funtime Parks.
Okay.
Premier Parks bought Funtime. And then Adventureland. Okay. Yeah. He's still involved somehow, I think.
I think he owns stake in it.
So yeah, he's got a stake in it or something. Or she does, because is he still alive?
I don't know.
1938, so he's fairly old. Yeah, that was the place to go when we were kids, though, man. Now everyone goes to Cedar Point, or was it Wolf Run down in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, right in Erie.
Yeah, I've never been. My kids have been to both.
Wolf Lodge.
Yes, yeah. That's what it is. I haven't been to either of them, but my kids have been, all four of them have been to both.
It's right off the thruway in Erie.
And the Splash Lagoon's only 2 hours away.
Yeah, I don't do any of that.
We never went there either.
Well, I've been there at least twice.
Those places are not cheap.
No.
No. Mm-hmm. And Disney, you see, Disney World is...
tanking?
No, they're increasing general ticket admission cost by 14%.
Yeah.
It's in fucking sane.
Walt Disney, the whole experience has been declared a financial waste. People are finally calling Disney out for being too expensive to be worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. You know what else is crazy? I pay $179 a year for Amazon Prime, and now they're adding fucking commercials. I want to take the commercials out. It's $2 a month extra. Fuck you guys. No. How much money are they making?
I just have a website. They'll get nothing.
Right.
Like, I do have stuff that I give my mother, so I have Amazon Prime. Then I have the Amazon Music package, you know, so I'll just...
I don't use the music, but I do have Prime because I find myself shopping there quite a bit.
Yeah. And I guess I do too, but I don't, like, I literally can get rid of everything. I can get rid of, for me, like, my mother's got the stuff and I'll use it for that. But, you know, if the time does come, I would get rid of everything. I don't need anything. Netflix is gone. I'd get rid of everything. I don't even need internet. But I am going to make the switch once that new company's in town and they call it for me up for it.
So I have an old Fire Stick. It's an old one. Probably one of the first generation ones. And I can watch Netflix on it all fucking day. No streaming problems whatsoever. I try to watch Amazon Prime Video through my Fire Stick, which was given to me by Amazon. Mm-hmm. It won't fucking play. I try to watch Hulu on it. It just fucking stutters. Like, how is it that my Amazon product will not let me utilize my Amazon product?
That is odd.
They're throttling it down to make you buy something new.
Now, they want me to upgrade.
Yeah.
Guarantee it.
Yeah. That's what it is.
They want that 4K like, Ultra.
I'm telling you, mine is like that, too.
You had to do that. If you wanted, at some point, the original Rokus wouldn't support Hulu anymore. You had to upgrade your Rokus.
Really?
Yes.
That's how they get you.
So how does that work? Because you say you're a Roku guy.
Yeah. I'm a Roku guy. I have a Fire Stick in the living room, and I tried to put that in the bedroom. But I couldn't get my Spectrum app to download onto the Fire Stick. So then I went to Roku. I went back to Roku. So the living rooms, or the bedrooms and the kitchen have Rokus.
The TV that I have upstairs in the bedroom, which is my grandmother's TV when she was in a nursing home. And I actually, last time that television was on was maybe 4 or 5 years ago. I never use it. To me, a TV in the bedroom is useless. But that has the apps built in, which I don't like. That means the Amazon app is on there and the Hulu app and stuff is on there. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. I'd rather have it. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It seems like that.
Somebody's always watching me.
There you go.
What's the difference if they watch you through the app on the TV or your streaming device?
Well, if they're using my internet, I have Spectrum and it sucks. So they're going to see me looking like I'm dancing at a disco ball.
I have the TV in the bedroom, which is the first time I ever had one in my bedroom in forever. Well, actually, it is the first time in my whole life that I have a TV in the bedroom. When I was a kid, I did. But I put that one in, and I never have it on. It's just, it's there.
I had a 13-inch black and white in my bedroom when I was a kid.
That's what I had.
That's what we had at the lake.
So what do you think? Why can I watch Netflix, but I can't watch any of the other apps?
Who knows?
Good answer.
Moving
on.
Could be anything.
Yeah, it really could. I just went with Roku because that's what we had first, and it worked great.
Mm-hmm.
We had Google, the Chromecast.
Chromecast, yeah.
That worked great, too, but then the thing died, and the
See, I didn't Roku understand the Chromecast because it seemed like the Chromecast meant, like, you'd have to take stuff from your phone and send it to your Chromecast.
That's exactly what you're doing, yes.
So that's why I didn't like it, because
That means the Chromecast doesn't have to have any apps installed. You're only using the apps that are installed on your phone.
Yes.
And the Chromecast is just a way for your phone to talk to the television.
Okay.
Like Roku is a standalone device. You don't need a phone. It's got all the apps installed.
Mm-hmm. All you need is internet.
Right. And I've got some that use only wireless. I've got a couple of the higher end ones that have an Ethernet port, so you can actually physically plug it in. It doesn't really matter. They are still going to buffer on you or right. not.
They do.
Because it's not just your internet connection that matters, it's their internet connection too. And if everybody's beating up Hulu right now, they're going to run slower. It's just the nature of the beast. So it could be that. It could be that you got an outdated version of the app.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's probably what it is. I even tried clearing the catch on it because they say that if you do that, it'll run better. I did that. I took off some apps that weren't being used anymore to clear up more memory space, and it worked for a little bit, maybe a couple days, but now it's just...
You ought to get it rooted. There's people who pay you or charge you...
I had it done.
X amount of bucks, and...
A friend of mine did it for free, and it worked for about a month, and then it was out of date again, and I'm not, like, taking it back and forth every single time there's an update.
I don't understand rooted.
Jailbreak.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the other term for it.
I put rabbit ears up because my mother really wants Channel 4, but she just wants to stream. She's got enough stuff. She said, I'm not paying $250 for cable anymore and all this stuff. Sorry. It's crazy. I'm not doing it. All I really want is Channel 4, so I put rabbit ears up in a couple places.
Fuck is that?
And then she called up Spectrum to tell them, okay, cancel me. I just want the internet. They brought her bill down to $128.
For everything or just
for everything?
Yeah, they'll do if you call them.
Well, now they do. Before, they wouldn't do that.
Right.
They tell you, go ahead.
Now they want to keep you.
So. Now they want to keep you. Before, they back because I remember not so much threatening, saying, look, I can't afford to keep this. I'm going to have to figure something out or go elsewhere. And they're like, well, that's a decision you have to make. When they were the only guy in the block. So I'm glad this new company's coming in.
So, yeah, if I had a different option for internet, then I would.
And I will coming up soon. So I'm not even going to have a discussion. Like when they say, well, you know, why don't you keep us and we'll do this and we'll do that. I'd be like, no, thank you. We'll give it to you free for 3 years. No, I don't even want you anymore. Just no. I paid double for the other guys just because I want to be away from you that bad.
We cut the cord last year. I got a full-fledged antenna installed on the roof. And if it wasn't for the hardware device that I picked, we got Sling TV, and that's okay. It's a little clunky.
Mm-hmm.
Functionally, it's rudimentary. And I bought an over-the-air DVR. So we can record shows, and then it's not working out very well at all. That device is juddery playback. And
don't they have a new one out there now? I think I just saw Tableau.
Tableau's not new.
Oh, okay.
There's all kinds of them if you look.
TiVo, that's been around forever. Usually you get a DVR from your cable company. It's pre-programmed, and it just works. And all the aftermarket ones are geared towards people that don't want to pay for that, but they're... Also not supported by a cable company, so they're clunky and
right.
They're not as, you know, fine tuned because they didn't put the eye candy in there to make it pretty. You know?
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the functionality of the playback, like we played Jimmy Kimmel, and there's a gradual like 1 second pause between what's being heard and what's being seen on the screen, and then it gets a second longer and a second longer. The next thing you know, it's 10 seconds between what you're seeing on the screen and what you're hearing.
Yeah.
And that's consistently with that show. And then other shows, it'll buffer a lot. Like every 10 seconds, it'll play 2 seconds.
Is that when you're trying to do a playback from a DVR, you're saying? Okay.
But that's an Air TV 2, and I bought a 2 terabyte hard drive to sit on it for storage. And I have to unplug it and plug it back in all the damn time. It never really helps. So I looked it up, and a lot of people complain about this, and they haven't really done anything about it. So now I'm thinking about getting another product entirely.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting the antenna, but I don't need the DVR. I don't care. For me, when I put something on, I don't have one. It's on for noise, you know. I might watch something here and there, but that's it.
Well, Tammy likes to watch the late night shows. Mm-hmm. So between Colbert and the...
But not late night.
Huh?
But not late night? Or actually watching them in late night?
No, she'll watch yesterday's when she goes to bed because the tonight's isn't going to be for another hour before she falls asleep.
Oh, I gotcha.
You know, so she's watching last night's tonight.
I got you. Okay.
Pretty consistently. So yeah, I mean the cord cutting thing. You're trading off the ease of just paying the cable company too much money to have a thing that it does work.
Right.
And you're used to. Everything
convenience
convenient
yeah the old reliable. That's why I still have it.
New high score.
And I have to have it. I have to have their internet. I mean, I have, that's the only option we have.
Yeah. HughesNet.
Not where I'm at. I don't think we can.
That's all satellite stuff. Their hook is, you can, they'll go anywhere.
You can get that anywhere, but it's garbage.
Oh, yeah. That's what we have at the stores, and it's garbage.
It's probably good enough for billing purposes and shit like that.
I don't get involved in any of that horse shit. I have enough horse shit to do.
Hey, Rich, what's happening in Canada this week?
Cue the music.
Great job, Bill.
Thanks, buddy.
Stellar performance as usual.
I didn't go as songy this time. I went.
I liked it. I liked it.
Thanks.
Canada Watch.
Your listening pleasure is Canada Watch.
Smell like pine trees in moose piss.
Canada Watch. Your furry hat matches your furry underpants. It's a design flaw, or you need a trim?
Canada Watch.
Do you smell like beaver dams and old toes?
Canada Watch.
Your uncle looks suspiciously like an elk.
Canada Watch.
Sure does get lonely up there in the Yukon.
Canada Watch.
We have the polar bears and the milk in the bag, y'all.
Canada Watch.
Hey, Gord. We still like you, though.
Canada Watch.
In Canada this week.
How many you got?
Two.
Only two?
Just two.
You'll make another one up, I know you.
I could.
Which one are you doing first?
A wild turkey that was roaming the streets of Louisville, Quebec, and chasing its residents.
There's a lot of good fishing in Quebec.
There's a lot of good fishing in
Quebec. Fucking A, Quebec.
I'd like to go to their comedy festival sometime.
That actually would be fun. That's probably the only good, that's probably the only redeeming quality Montreal has left.
Yeah, their hockey sucks.
No, they're very, I think, number one rated in
baseball's horrible.
In stealing stolen cars? No, like it's stealing cars, yeah. Rankings.
It's just a hop skip.
You can go there and get your car stolen. Nice. Pretty quickly.
If you stay still, man. Don't, well, you
it's
shouldn't
true.
Be driving a Kia.
It's true.
Anyway, the turkey got slain Thursday by a resident armed with a slingshot.
Ooh.
According to the mayor, who had issued a call to arms saying he knew the man was a good shot and talked to him about taking down the turkey. Several residents of the town of about 5,000 had filmed the turkey in question terrorizing people on the streets in videos that have since gone viral on Facebook. Now, it is illegal to hunt wild turkeys in Quebec before the hunting season kicks off at the end of April, but the mayor said he has no regrets and that provincial police were present during the killing to ensure everyone's safety. The mayor said, I'm not going to wait for the turkey to scratch a child.
Turkeys can be mean.
Now the Canadian geese.
Yeah.
Gooses. The
Canadian
they suck.
Goose. A slingshot wouldn't have done shit.
Yeah. They laughed at that motherfucker.
Thursday, the Wildlife Ministry responded to the situation, saying it sent game wardens to the town last week to speak to residents about cohabitating with wildlife. Wildlife protection authorities have opened an investigation into the turkey's killing. It also stated that a municipality can deal with an animal that has become a pest by hiring a qualified person to trap it, but that person must respect all rules and laws. In the case of the Louisville turkeys, for example, that would include trying to scare them off by various means and eliminating any food source that might be drawing them to that sector. Provincial regulations don't allow for citizens to snipe aggressive turkeys with slingshots, even if it is hunting season, which runs this year from April 26th to May 20th. There's a reason those regulations are in place, according to Tadzu Splininski, a volunteer biologist and researcher at the Canadian Wild Turkey Federation.
Who's wild turkey?
A wild alcoholic. He's got a whole Wild Turkey Federation. There are specific weapons allowed by certified hunters during specific times, he said. Those weapons are allowed for the safety of hunters and to reduce the suffering of the animal. In Quebec, for example, crossbow and bow bolts must have a cutting diameter of at least 22 millimeters, whatever the fuck that means, to hunt turkey. An erroneous attempt to kill a turkey with a slingshot could have injured the bird, leaving it to die slowly and painfully. Or a missed shot could have injured someone. I think that's why they weren't using the crossbow.
this guy wasn't a rookie slingshot guy either, though, right?
Shooting them with a slingshot is not the solution. I think the way it should have been handled is through the proper channels. However, the mayor was steadfast in his support of the way the turkey died. He said, if they bring me to jail, I'll go. The man who shot the turkey with a slingshot brought the claws back to the mayor, and the bird will be cooked and eaten on Friday.
Good. I say this wildlife minister ought to mind his fucking business and keep his mouth shut. Turkey was a nuisance. Goodbye, turkey.
And he's going to be tasty, too.
Yeah.
In other news.
Other news.
The work of Quebec filmmaker. All right. I saw an interview with him, so I'm going to try and pronounce this properly, and I'm probably going to blow it. Quebec filmmaker Denis Villeneuve was shown in a room at a palliative care center to fulfill the end-of-life wish of a longtime fan in a special world premiere well ahead of the official launch. Where have we heard this before?
We tried to do this.
Yeah, we tried to do this.
We got the permission, but then, and he knew, but he passed away later that day.
So, for those of you who didn't know that, George, one of the original founders of the podcast,
yes,
was a huge fan of King Kong.
Godzilla.
Oh, Godzilla? Godzilla. Was it Godzilla versus Godzilla. King Kong?
It was a new Godzilla movie.
Okay, it was a Godzilla.
The newer ones, not the old classics.
Correct. So when the new Godzilla movie was coming out, he knew he wasn't going to be alive to see the premiere. Mm-hmm. So he wrote and asked permission to get the movie ahead of time, and it almost worked.
Yep, pretty close.
Valiant effort, though.
Now, in this case, a man from Saguenay-Lac-Saint-Jean, Quebec.
Isn't that guy's name?
It is. Saguenay. You know, he got
a... Listen. had an almost possible final wish when he knew he was at the end of his life. The movie buff said he would like to see the film Dune Part 2, which was set to be released. Part 2?
It's Canada Watch, man.
They want to remake the Naked Gun movie.
Why?
With Liam Neeson.
Why?
Exactly. Just leave it alone.
Absolutely not. I forbid it.
That's what I say. Lethal Weapon 5.
Liam Neeson needs to come talk to me before he does anything like that.
I'm sure that's high on his list of things to do.
Think they'll bring OJ back?
They should. Because you know what? The juice is loose.
The juice is loose.
Anyway, he'd expressed this wish to a person who worked for a company called L'Avant, which is sort of like the Make-A-Wish Foundation type thing. A director from the Saguenay region put that person in touch with Villeneuve, the renowned filmmaker, after she put out a call out on Facebook with the man's last wish. Denis Villeneuve and his wife, Tanya, who is a producer, said, okay, we could get him to come to Los Angeles. I said, you don't understand. He's at the end of his life. There is no way to move him. We don't even know if he's going to be here next week, said Gagnon in an interview. So, realizing the man would not be able to get to the premiere, Villeneuve decided to send the movie directly to the municipality of Saguenay. Villeneuve's assistant flew down to Quebec with the filmmaker's laptop. They locked themselves in a room, and this man managed to watch the film on his own, said Gagnon. Everyone had to sign waivers not to reveal anything about the movie. The screening took place more than a month and a half before its worldwide release. 2 weeks, the film buff fell asleep before the end of the movie and died later. According to Gagnon, some of the people who played a role in getting the movie to Saguenay felt the effort was ultimately a failure because he never got to see the film's ending. I said, you don't understand. It's extraordinary what this man went through. The end of a film, when you're going to die, it doesn't mean anything. It was all there for him, he said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, failure. That's a win, man.
Yeah.
Can you imagine dying doing something that you love?
John Entwistle. Two hookers and blow.
There you go.
And that's what's happening in Canada this week.
Do you have a website for us?
I always have a website for you.
Thanks, buddy.
Is it mobile friendly?
I don't fucking know.
Come on,
man.
There's a shout out to our boy.
This week's website is internet-map.net.
Or there's a link.
There could be a link.
That's what I got.
Oh, is this the website of the week?
That's the one I put in there, but it's all right. We'll go with yours.
Oh, what's yours now? God damn it.
What is this? Erie Canal.
I think Craig's is more interesting.
All right. We'll go with that one. Forget everything I just said.
Starting from the beginning of the podcast.
In 2019.
So it's ErieCanalMappingProject.com.
That's right.
ErieCanalMappingProject.com. What you'll see when you open this up is what looks like Google Maps, and it's got a red line and a bunch of flags on it. What you need to do is up in the left corner, it'll show you the eras of the Erie Canal, 1825, 1850s, and the modern barge canal. It'll also put the lateral canals in. You can switch it to satellite so you can see what the ground actually looks like. And if you put the, like I've put the 1825 and the barge canal on there, automatically comes up with the enlarged canal from the 1862 era. But if you were in, let's say, town of Lockport, and you zoom in out by where Harrington Road is, the Elks Lodge and all that, you'll see the green line is the what was the original canal, and then the red and blue line pretty much will follow the canal as it is today. So the original canal was... It kind of meandered through the area.
And then it got streamlined.
And then it got streamlined. So you can go across the whole state. You can see how the canal originally was mapped out. You can find old aqueducts and spillways and locks and stuff all the way across the state. It's a really cool project that's been being put together for the last several years. I just keep looking at it because I like that stuff.
Masturbating furiously.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Look at the difference in just in Rochester.
Yeah, it's huge.
The different directions that it goes.
Well, if you're on the I can't remember if it's the 490. I think it's the 490. You drive right past the... You're driving through a lock.
Absolutely, because it is the 490. I was just on it.
Yep, and you can see on the wall where the stone of the lock wall was as you're driving by. It is pretty cool to see that. And if you're out at the corner of North Canal and Harrington Road, and you're looking at Floyd Snyder's old farm, there's a ditch that runs alongside his driveway. That's the original 1825 canal. It's one of the few places you can see all three eras of the canal in one spot. It's pretty cool.
What? I'm sorry. I fell asleep.
Dick. I thought you might like this because of the geotagging so they can figure out exactly where each spot was when they're mapping it across the state. I thought you'd like the technical aspect of this website.
You know, I already have one of these. I made one of these for where?
For the whole canal?
No. For what my company does at work, I made a map like this.
I think this is so totally cool.
We didn't make a map of the canal because I don't work on the canal. So.
Right.
No, not that.
You work on the internet superhighway, so you made a map of it.
Does it look like a web?
I send technicians to people's offices to fix their computers.
Right.
So I have a map of all the locations where our tickets
are. My cup holder's broken. You know, my new computer doesn't even come with a cup holder.
Well, you're not using coasters anymore, so it doesn't matter.
My mouse isn't working.
Does it have batteries?
There's a scotch tape over it. Ugh. My screen's flipped upside down.
Oh, my goodness. So check it out, ErieCanalMappingProject.com. I just thought that it would be interesting for anyone who likes history, and I thought Rich would like it because of the data that was put into it and how they're mapping out spots from 200 years ago so you can find them today.
You didn't think I'd like it.
I did. I thought you'd like the effort that was put in and how they were using technology to show the old canal.
Technology.
Yes, your high-tech canal.
It is. It was the internet of the day.
But it wasn't, though.
Oh, really? Why?
There were still balloons. They'd have been faster.
No, they wouldn't have. And then you got to worry about the direction of the wind. So you're always going to, in this area, the balloons will always travel from west to east.
If you say so.
All right. Anyway, this week for Shenanigans has been Ellen with a Y.
Have a great week, everybody.
Cooper the Super Booper. Matt.
Good night.
Rich.
See ya.
I'm Craig. Thanks for listening. Join us again next week.